live at ATIA 2011. It's Michael Off. We stopped by the booth here of Optilec, and we're going to talk about their products, but we're going to start with a very interesting reading device here that kind of looks like a boombox, but you actually kind of raise the camera up from the front and just lay your paper down on the table right here and press this scan button. I assume it'll work. And I say that only because we stopped in a document. This is the brochure, so it's an 8.5 by 11 inch piece of paper. And within a few seconds, it's going to begin reading it. And you have four voices, right? You have the...
You're moving your hand, so it's detecting that the
camera is detecting my hand. That's my fault, folks.
Okay, that's a shadow, and it's automatically waiting until the image is.
So let me. I've stepped back from it. That was my
product highlights: ultra slim and stylish design, interface with a PC, Apple's iProducts and smartphones, 8-dot Braille keyboard, feature pack, high resolution Braille, smooth surface Braille array. Split point Braille array allows use of multiple devices at once.
A brochure Long of our other product.
Right, so there you go. Here, it also has Samantha, has Tom. Did you say two other voices?
We currently have, you get four voices. Let's stop it. Four voices out of 12 languages and 23 voices. So you can have Australian, English, and German, and French, and Spanish. And
so let's describe this to people. You got speakers on the front. That's why I said it kind of has that boombox feel. You got a big round button here on the right. In the center of it's where you press to scan. Is this a dial? Can you?
Yeah, that's the volume.
Right. So you also adjust the volume. And over here is a button. You actually turn
speed.
To choose between voices. Right.
No, that's the speed.
The speed. Okay. Yeah. And then you have buttons with three buttons here.
Yeah, play, back, and forward.
Right, you have that old kind of cassette feel to them. And like I said, the camera that comes up from the front, and you just push it down, and it's an interesting device. So what does this run on?
It's embedded, so it's embedded OS.
I didn't mean the OS as much as, does this run on batteries?
It's battery powered, yeah. Okay. It runs 5 hours. That's in the brochure, but we see that it runs for 7 hours.
Okay.
So it runs on batteries. Yeah,
I see.
And it's portable.
It's very portable. What is the weight of this? I didn't pick it up. But
I think it's...
has a handle?
Pounds, I think it's 4 pounds or
about
something.
About 4 pounds,
yeah.
About two kilos, and it's got a handle on the top. You can pick it up. I believe I say a USB port here, right?
There is a USB SD card. There is. We will at CSUN we will release magnification, so you can connect a monitor up to it and navigate text, view images, save documents on the SD card or on a USB stick, open text files, and all those kind of features.
Yeah, so that brings up two questions. How much data, how many pages can I store on it now?
Now it's not storing anything.
Okay.
Because it's so fast, it reads within 2-3 seconds. So it probably takes longer to find a document back. But, a lot of people want to store their documents, so we will come up with a save feature and open text files and things like that.
Right, and decide what formats it'll support and things of that sort.
TXT.
Text, okay.
Yeah.
Now, is this currently available for sale, or is this a prototype?
This is available already for a few months, and so it's shipping since, I think, September.
And you said the price was around
$2,500?
Yep. And the name of this is?
Clear Reader. Yeah.
Cool. This is a cool product. I like the portability of it. Can this camera read anything other than the printed page?
No, it only reads printed documents.
Okay, but you couldn't like lay an LCD screen down in front of it and have it.
It depends on how clear it is. So Yeah, it has its own built-in light, so it does its own light, and it also detects, you know, movement like before your
right
hand
with
was,
my hand. That's, yeah. That's why I asked that.
Yeah, so it's waiting till we have a clear image, and then it takes the picture. So it's very clever.
But you know, somebody will have it lined up to see if it'll read the TV screen. You know, but.
We had people reading iPhone screens with it, and it did work. So.
Okay. Well, there's a big demand for some of us geeks to read computer screens sometimes when there's no speech, and we want to know why there's no speech. Is it in a BIOS or F8 prompt, or you know what's going on there? So
I didn't try it.
Right, but that's not its design, but it is.
No, it's a big chance it will do. It will try to read it. Yeah.
Oh, very cool. Well, let's talk about some of the other items you're showing here from Optilec this year at ATIA.
Yeah, we have the BC640 and the BC680 alpha Brill displays. So that are our 40 and 80 cell Brill displays. I have an 80 cell here. It's
yeah,
Bluetooth.
These are Bluetooth.
It's
long and very slim.
It's portable, but it's long.
Yeah,
because
it's
80 cells. It has our own Brill cells. We produce our own Brill cells. It has one surface Brill cap, as we call it. It's very smooth. And what you can do with this device, and that's unique really, you can connect, there are two USB ports, two USB connections and one Bluetooth connection. And you can connect two PCs and read them at the same time and also interact with them at the same time.
Oh, nice.
So basically you can say, okay, I want two 40s or a 40 and a 50 and a 30 or...
Oh, nice.
And split the display into two segments and really interact with both of them. And if you connect a keyboard to it, because it has a keyboard connection, you can work with two PCs at the same time. And also review both screens at the same time. So this really brings multitasking to Brill users.
Yes, I use that a lot, actually, having two machines, an XP and a Windows 7, or even two Windows 7s.
Yeah, and you could, you know, you even could do that with one machine, with a virtual machine, and connect two Brill displays. So,
oh, good point.
Yeah.
Good point.
Yeah.
Does that work in a Mac or is it strictly in a Windows environment?
It's working on Mac, it's working on Linux, it's working with Symbian, it's working with, what else do we have?
I guess Linux
major,
for the few folks still using that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, because we use HID, as it's called. So
yeah, human interface device, HID compliant, very good.
Yeah. And we will soon also support Open Brill, the project we are working on.
Yes,
well.
We just did an interview with Thomas from Balm on that, and I'm very excited about that that initiative.
Yeah, and we together with Balm have our first prototype Brill displays or Brill display available now, which runs the first version of Open Brill.
Yeah, very cool. Very excited about that as a screen reader manufacturer to be able to deploy that and greatly increase the number of supported Braille displays. So what else are you showing here?
This is the Vision Cube booth. So we collect products at the Vision Cube booth.
Okay, well, that's good to point out.
Yeah.
Well,
because Vision Cube is distributing our Braille products in the United States. We also are showing the EasyLink 12. A small portable Brill display with 12 cells and Brill input keys, which is already for some time on the market, but has really gained an interest with the release of Brill support on iPhones.
That's what I was going to say, exactly. To have something like that to read your SMS messages or something portable, something small, it's giving it all new popularity.
Yeah, yes. Right. So that's what we show here, and then Optilec has a full range of CCTVs and portable CCTVs. We just released new firmware for our Farview product. That's a portable magnifier with which you can capture documents and store documents and magnify them and read them later, but you can also take pictures of slides and or a presentation and review them. So if you cannot read the presentation because it's too far away, you can just take a picture and zoom in and follow along in a presentation if you are in college or in...
Yeah, really good in the classroom environment to look at a board or something across the room, exactly.
Yeah. And we just released new firmware for that to make it easier for people to find back their pictures and to be faster in taking pictures, better scrolling of the text if you capture documents. So that's new. And then we have the CCTVs with we have HD quality, and we just released an update for that as well. To be able to really read across the full page, so people that have RP and need small magnification but need contrast, they can view the page instantly without having to move the XY table or navigate with the document.
Very good. So that's just some of the new stuff you have from Optilec. You can check it out at their website, optilec.com. Of course, distributed here in the U.S. by VisionQ. And you can go to their website as well. Of course, get all of the links along with this and other great podcasts from ATIA at Serotalk, Serotalk.com. Ivar, thank you for taking a few minutes to talk with us this morning.
Thank you, too.
All right. Live at ATIA 2011 for Serotalk, this is Michael Loft.